What's up, y'all? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. What? Just Talk With Sam podcast. Man, we got a good one for you guys. If you're listening to this on day one, this would be the first Sunday of football. And it'd be appropriate that I have my guys from the vastly popular Real Sports Podcast come on and join us. You can check them out at realsportspodcast.net. My man Chuck Hosner and I drop in. And we, you know, just shoot the breeze here on the show. We talk about barbecue. Speaking of barbecue, my man Milt. Milt showed up here. I got to do it, man, because he got some great stuff at dadsbarbecue.com. But before we get into the show, man, we got to pay a few bills. First, I want to say thanks to all the people who went to samshownation.com. They hit the emails, they hit the donate button. They gave to this podcast. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast, and you guys have just been excellent with it. You guys keep the show running, knock down server space. You guys have been excellent. So, you can still do it. Go to samshownation.com, hit the donate button on the current promotions page or the home page, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. As always, you can show your love by visiting the store, getting your t-shirts, your stickers, old school episodes, or the iTunes app. Or you can just go to Facebook, hit the like button, and go to Just Talk With Sam on Facebook, hit the like button, and there you go. Show your support. We got a few sponsors before we get into the fun today. I want to say, you can go ahead. We got a new sponsor, actually. And those are the good people at Dollar Rent-A-Car. Look, I mean, it's officially fall now. So, I mean, sometimes those summer trips, you guys are taking it. And you guys are going to fall trips. If that's checking on the youngins at college, getting stuff ready for the holiday season, or you just want to take a drive to, you know, commemorate the last few days before snow hits on the ground, or whatever you, a business trip, whatever you got, you can always go to samshownation.com, under the current promotions page, and hit the dollar link. They are the home of the lowest rates for whatever car, SUV, truck that you would need to get wherever you need to be. So go to samshownation.com, click the dollar link, and get some low rates on some rental cars. Second sponsor is the guys at Mangrate. Look, I know we talk a little bit about barbecuing here on the show. We talk about grilling, and rightfully so, because we are sports fans. We are grillers, and if you're trying to set off that tailgate party right, you're going to have to get yourself a Mangrate. Go to samshownation.com under current promotions link and grill like a pro with the Mangrate cast iron grilling grates. You can do it, and you can get steakhouse quality steaks or chicken or veggies, whatever you feel like grilling, and you can set your tailgate party off, or you can just, you know, do what you got to do. All you got to do, click the link on the Samshow Nation's page, and at checkout, put in the offer code JTWS. Save you some money on all your Mangrate needs. And last, and certainly not least, the good folks at Amazon.com. Yes. Go to samshownation.com on homepage, your current promotions page. Click the Amazon banner, and you guys can shop as you normally would. Let's face it, it's Amazon. You was going to go there anyway. You can pick up whatever you need to pick up because it's all on Amazon.com. Need a cool pair of Ray-Bans. Hey, you're buying school supplies. If you haven't did it already, you can set up your fantasy football charts. You can do it all. I don't know. Maybe you want to buy some DVDs. Maybe you want a box set. Sons of Anarchy come out with their final season in a few days. Maybe you need to catch up. You can get all of that stuff at Amazon.com by going to SamShowNation.com, hitting the Amazon banner, and going to Amazon.com. So, there we go. There you have it. And what we're about to do, we're about to reset these mics, and we're about to sit in with the guys. It was so nice, we had to do it twice. Another mashup with the guys from Real Sports. See you in a few. This is Just Talk With Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
You don't know this till like right now. Seriously. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all that's listening, we never write this out.
Like, I'm recording now. Like, this is a normal podcast where we're coming in the middle of a conversation.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, because I do all my intro shit without y'all here because, you know, I don't want y'all shitting on money. I lost a sponsor that way. I don't dumb it.
Yeah.
Well, let's just do it that way. You know how, you know, confident we're talking. As always, welcome back to Just Talk With Sam Podcast. What? Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Got Judas himself. I get two checks. Back on the mic.
Goddamn right.
Oh, two checks, Ike.
Goddamn
Hotel
right.
Hotel Jumper. He brought my favorite guy, Milt. Milt, what is up? Slowly we are working him into this podcast.
That's family.
And we are kind of ushering
get the
him
fuck out of here.
Push me out. Good insight.
And last and certainly not least, we got my man, the big boss man himself.
Oh, he gets special big music boss. And shit.
Bullshit, I get special music when I'm on his podcast.
Ain't that a bitch?
What? I gotta come to more podcasts. I gotta be white.
Thank you.
I want a theme
Thank
song.
You very much.
My man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Sam.
Special, the big boss man himself. The
big
man
boss,
on the door.
Man.
Real sports with Chuck Holster.
Oh, wow. And looks at me.
Real sports. You can catch him at real. Please go ahead. I'm doing you a disservice.
You were doing pretty
please
good.
Go
I was just sitting back and relaxing.
Oh, realsports.com.
Real sports podcast.
I'm sorry. See, this is why you need to do it. Go ahead.
The real sports cost too much, so we had to get the real sports podcast.
Right.
We're on Stitcher. You can check us on Facebook,
iTunes.
We're on Instagram. Well. I put up some weird pictures.
I
collect vinyls. I take pictures. I put up stuff like that. I'm downtown, I take pictures. God, there's just too much social media, man.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter. We can follow us on Real Sports, RELSPRTZ.
And we may be joined. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No,
Real Sports Podcast. And we may or may not be joined by Big Rome, who is playing it safe.
Yeah.
He's over there. His mic is ready. And my man BK, he should be showing up momentarily. So we just gonna jump into the podcast like always. Unlike the Real Sports Podcast, we 9 times out of 10 don't have a topic unless we have a special guest. Not to take away from you. You are a guest, man. One thing I do kinda wanna address. Wait, if y'all got any plugs right now, because I automatically hear half my demographic just catch me later,
yeah,
send me horrible tweets because of what I'm about to say.
No, go.
All right, cool. Let's talk about my Saturday, man. One cool thing I did Saturday that made me feel good, and I got a chance, like, you know, when you grow up, I got a wife, I got a son, and it turns into, you got to be a grown-up, you got to be there for your folks, and you got to be all that.
Yeah,
we get that. But every so often, you get a chance to be a kid again. Every so often, you get a chance to, like, do one of those, like, big man things you're supposed to do the wrong way. And I felt righteous by it. I may not have been right. I got a panel of friends here to tell me how wrong I was.
All
right. I may not have been right, but I was righteous. I was righteous in what I said. I was righteous in what I did. One of my pet peeves... I have a few, but, well, I rock the ring. Chuck, you rock the ring. You on your way. Milt, you a single guy. Please don't comment. One of the things I got a chance to do, one of my biggest pet peeves. I really wish I was smart enough to think of a word for this. My wife has this habit whenever we go out to eat, ordering her food totally based on what I order.
Okay.
That bothers me to my core. Like, it's like, all right.
For example?
Here's an example. Saturday, where I'll give you an example of how this happened. My wife will lie to the waitress and say she's not ready to order. Now, I don't care what restaurant you go to, you already kind of have an idea in your mind what you're going to eat.
You got a taste for what you want.
You got a taste for what you want. You know what you want to eat when you go in there. Yeah. So, like, you know, pop quiz right now. If I said, hey, you going to McDonald's, what you getting?
Buffalo chickens.
Boom. You going to Wendy's, what you getting?
I don't go to Wendy's.
All right, fair enough. Would you, Rally's, what you getting?
Whatever the number one is.
There you go. You already got a mindset.
I know it's the biggest burger.
Like, if it was me, Taco Bell, double XL nacho. Boom. We straight. I already know. See, my wife, like waiting in the pocket for whatever I order.
Yeah.
And then she will adjust her order to whatever I get. So, like, whatever I get is the side dish to whatever she wants.
Because she's going to eat some of yours.
And that's where the problem lies, sir. I don't want you going into any restaurant having the knowledge, having the assumption, I want to use the right word, of thinking you go get what's on my plate. Like I said, it's completely petty what I'm saying.
No.
But, I look at Chuck. Chuck was 100% serious. No.
I'm real weird about food. This is like one of my quirks.
Yes!
But isn't that a part
of it? I know I'm not alone.
I'm
not alone.
You're not even going to drink off my cup.
Thank you.
You want a pop?
I will buy you the. All right.
I know it's weird.
It's not weird.
It ain't weird.
But you know how common it is.
Like, yeah, it's common. Trust me.
Like,
yeah.
Here's what I did, and I felt so good about myself. See, the grown-up thing was to be cool, was to be chill, and not make a scene.
Uh-oh.
Fuck that. I did not do that on Saturday.
Does she know what bothers you?
Yes!
She's in the wrong. It doesn't matter.
See, it doesn't. All right, look Chuck, I don't know how much experience you have. I don't think this is a race thing, but I'm just going to say it. I don't know how much experience you have with black women.
Okay.
But black women have this vibe of, like,
they don't give a
It's not necessarily they don't give a fuck.
Nah,
if you say it loud enough, they're automatically right. Like, it's a weird rule.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you say it.
Whoever talks the loudest is right? Is that what
Sort of. You got to, like, dig deep. That's why I said I had to kind of, like, put my shit aside where I'm not right. I know in my heart I'm not right.
Yeah. No, in your heart you think you're right.
But I'm righteous. Being righteous is so much more than being right. Like, I will never be correct, but I'm righteous.
You know what direction I thought you were going to go with this is. The bill was based upon, you're going to get a meal? All right, well, I'm just going to get, like, a burger. And if she goes, oh, I'm just going to get a salad, and then you go, oh, I'm going to get the big slab
I thought it was a money thing.
That's what I thought you were
talking. It's not a money thing, because here's what happened on Saturday.
You fucking loaded.
No, I am not. I am not loaded. Whatever celebrity I am the D-list under that. So, like,
it's a lot of letters.
Like, I get a little extra cheese on my Whopper, and that's about it. That's as far as the podcast is taking.
This motherfucker get two slices.
But here's where the discrepancy came in. Uh-huh. We went to, I'm not throwing it out there. No, they're not a sponsored podcast or anything, but went to Famous Dave's. Famous Dave's.
I've been there in a long time.
Exactly! Is the reason I went! Because I was like, it's so good, but for some reason, it just kind of fall out of the radar. I was right there. It was a hot day. Really didn't feel like
cooking. So you mean to tell me you ate ribs from somebody else?
Well, your ass wouldn't cater in
prices.
That day.
Okay. I feel like famous days, the prices went up and then the portions went down.
Well, that's how big business works.
That's how big business worked, but at the time, I was hungry, Chuck.
Yeah,
I'm telling you what happened. I can't tell you the future, but I can tell you what happened. What happened, I walked in Famous Dave's.
That's why you just go to the buffet. It's all you want.
You can't do that. Can't do that. Wonder why?
Get it off the damn tray, man.
I don't do that because you can't take it home. Like if you really feeling
that's the only problem.
And I was in the middle of
I got some poor people.
Well, I mean,
no, it's not that. It's
no. Growing up, I remember my boy, my used to put tin foil. In the purse.
Mm-hmm. Go to Ponderosa, get all the wings.
No, I'm not going to bullshit you. When Sweden House was a thing.
I remember Sweden House.
Yeah, I would bring a Ziploc bag, and I would date the girl with the big purse, and I'd be like living off.
There's not really good buffets around here.
Yeah.
There.
No.
Like, I get into that in a minute, because but Saturday, keeping on the topic, Saturday, I told my wife, I said, look, baby, what you want to eat? She said. She did that weird thing, and I saw the, like, pump fake coming.
All right.
Like, I saw the thing. Like, she does whatever you want, which is a goddamn lie. Right. That is a lie. I'm sorry. Women, you know what? I'm not talking about all women. I'm talking about that specific woman.
You're talking about all women.
I know all of them do it.
As soon as you say what you want,
all the women in the world wasn't in my car that day.
Right.
So I can only talk about that one who said whatever you want. I said, you know what? Cool. And I saw the pump fake coming, so I strategically did not tell her where I was going. And she just started, like, rattling off shit. She was like, I want some sushi. And then I want this, and then I want this. And she essentially turns into a 4-year-old. She just named like 8 things. And I was like, I'm going to Famous Dave's. What do you want? Now, this is where the thunderclap coming because I see the pump fake coming.
The thunderclap.
Like, thunderclap. I said, what do you want? For people who are listening to me, I am actually clapping because that's how serious it is. It is. It's a big deal. It's serious.
No, I know.
It's serious.
No, I know.
So, my wife examined the menu like it was going to change in front of her eyes for 10 minutes. She examines the Famous Dave menu. Famous Dave menu have not changed since Famous Dave. Famous Dave's menu hasn't changed since we called him David. That's how I know. That menu has been good enough. You said it. The portions go up. The portions go down. That menu has not changed. Just the portions or whatever. So she examined what she want. She go to a barbecue joint. She orders the fish. I said, whatever.
Yeah.
I raised my hand up. That's what my wife wants. That's what my wife's going to get. And I looked at her because I see the pump fake coming. I have been married long enough where I know the signs. I see the shit coming. And she was just like, that's what I want. She looked at Claudette. Claudette was the, I ain't said her last name, but Claudette was the motherfucker who took my order. Claudette, I want the fish. And she like stepped aside. I looked at her again. And I said, are you sure that's what you want? And she said, yeah. I looked at Claudette. I said, Claudette, I had a feast for one. Without moving, like, within just a knee-jerk reaction. No, Claudette, change my order, because I won't. And I said, Claudette, I swear to God, if you change that goddamn order, I'm going across the street to Texas Roadhouse. You will not see a goddamn dime.
You was straight on 13
miles. You was on 13 miles.
You know exactly where I was. Right across the street. You know exactly where I was. So I told Claudette. Claudette was, like, in a weird, like, she was in this weird moral shit where she had to, like, had she not took my order, she would have lost money or whatever. Maybe, you know, strike against her record or job or what have you. But a bigger thing was she had to uphold all women because, like, Claudette was, like, looking at my wife, like, and she said it out loud. And I bullshit you not, Claudette kind of, like, a little bead of sweat was like, I do that with my boyfriend, too. And she had to make a choice. Claudette did not cancel the order. And my wife got fish. And I got the Famous Dave's barbecue feast for one. What that is chicken, ribs, and a piece of brisket, or I guess another rib if you chose. I chose the brisket. Brisket or steak or what, you know, whatever you want for that.
That's
third
my
piece.
Sampler plan.
Yeah, like that. So with her, like, my wife looked at me at the table we sitting on right now. The salty, I've never seen anyone eat fish. I never seen anyone eat this salty. Just looking at me, just like, I hope that thing gives you coronary disease. Just like, just wishing horrible shit on me. But that's the love. I felt good. I felt righteous because I went against my better judgment. And I dug into that, like, childish version of me.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's like, oh, boo, Tasha. Yay, Sam. No. Well, yeah, do that. But, like,
that's why you're telling the story.
Right. But the whole point is, we deal with these little pet peeves all the time. Right. Yeah. Like, so I want to go around the room. Like, I conquered one, man. I felt like I got one. I got one on one. Like, I'm going to pay for this later. Well, I totally know.
Well, that's what marriage is. It's
there you go.
It's not all love. It's
it's a fight.
Can I put up with your shit for the rest of my life? And it's vice versa.
Yeah.
True.
If she can't, she got to be able to put up with me. Right. You know?
And quite honestly, Chuck, you nailed it.
It's not all
It's not always good. No. Like,
it's never that after the wedding day.
Here's what I told my wife. She says, She did something on her anniversary, and I looked at her, like, I know I look bad, but, like, I looked at her how, like, a dog will look at the internet, like, I got ass. She gave me one of these, like, Hallmark cards.
Like a dog will look at the
internet. Stay with me. Like our dog looks at the internet, just kind of like, yeah, whatever, man. And, she gave me one of these, like, anniversary cards, and it was like, I know in my heart she put so much time and effort going to Hallmark. This woman went to multiple Hallmarks to get this fucking card. She didn't to one card.
And you want to know what's funny about card? Even though you're getting it from your wife, you're opening the card. What are you thinking?
It's
how much money?
How much money is going
to be in this card?
That
money's in the same pile. It's our money. It's
like,
not my money.
Here's what you did. That's what
you still wondering how much money's in the card.
You're getting your own money.
Chuck,
in
you're
the
not
car.
Wrong. You're not wrong. Here's what I was doing while reading this card. I'm supposed to care about. Like, you can't manufacture this card. I was like, Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3. And I'm doing a count.
Yeah.
With the second she looks away, I'm like, all right, good car.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm not big on cars, because all the money's in the same piles.
I
ask her not to spend money.
I get the love. I get the love, but I get it.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to explain to her is like,
at least you get a car, motherfucker.
You take away the religion.
You ain't married.
I'm a
father. I ain't getting no father.
You ain't going to get it.
I'm a father, too. You think my baby mama send me a car?
I don't have no baby mama. You got
you
a
do.
Baby
y'all
mama.
Ain't married.
Something
that's
married.
Your baby mama that's living with you.
But here's what it is.
Saying we accept closer.
Look, all I'm getting at is,
baby mama and a mom, is there a difference?
Yes.
There's a big difference.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge difference between baby mama and mom.
That's another
podcast. You know what? Hold on. I want to say my point quick as hell just to answer his question. Like, the whole point with her, I understand the love, but what I was getting at it is like, it don't hit me the same way. You take away the religion, pretty much marriage is just one big bet to say, I bet you half my shit, I love you more than you love me. And that's just what it is. Because I look at Tiger, Elon does not deserve $300 million at all.
Oh.
At all.
Which he wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
You wouldn't, like, Jordan. Jordan went through a divorce.
Jordan went through
how much
shit.
Too much. But guess what? It's not about you be it's all about the way the main
I
thing
saw
that
the like my commercial that bitch was nowhere near that like my commercial.
But the thing is though, what they say in court first is this is the life that you've provided.
No.
All right. She know is Minks and Bentley.
Don't get me wrong.
So you got to keep her in.
No, that's called lying because Minks and Bentley's is what I rescued you to.
No, but
see the before it, like you get in there. Look in those. in those high profile divorces, they get in court, they start talking about that support shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the judge roll with it. What I'm used to.
All right.
Let me explain what support is. Let me explain what support is. Chuck, what you doing later on tonight?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Whatever you do, I support that. Do you see how fucking easy it is to support something? All right, what you got going on tonight?
MLB.
I hear you, man. I support that shit. I'm done. That's support. Yeah. Hey, Bill, what you got going on, man?
Drinking.
Support it.
You know what's crazy? Tiger's wife was fine as hell. It's just like, no matter how fine a chick is, there's some guy out there just tired of hitting.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
He's tired
of
hitting.
But here's the deal with Tiger. Tiger didn't get a chance. He just jumped right into the marriage. He didn't get a chance to get that creep vibe out.
Tiger had a hole in each city.
That's because he's Tiger Woods. He should have that.
But what sports star doesn't have that, a hole
thank
in
you.
Every
Doug
city?
Christie. Doug Christie.
That's because he ain't a man.
No. Doug Christie
is a broad.
Doug Christie is a girl for this reason.
Yeah.
Like, he does these little weird hand signals.
And
when
his
he
last
whoops.
Name is Christie, so.
No, you know what?
Look, but doesn't this motherfucker get married every year?
Every goddamn year.
Every year. It's a weird thing. Yeah,
every goddamn year he buying
who
a ring.
Who the fuck does
and having
that?
A wedding.
Look, man, I said I do. I did. Leave me the fuck alone.
And guess what? Doug Christie wasn't even that good of a player where you got enough money to be.
He was a man in Sacramento. That's all I'm talking about.
He was a man.
He was.
Was there. Mike Jibby was there.
He was the number four guy.
I didn't say he didn't have help.
Was there.
I didn't say he didn't have help.
Hey,
I didn't say.
Hey, Vlade Divac was better than him, man. Get out of here.
Why you can't. Hey, Vlade, man.
Vlade, yeah.
This goddamn lady. He was a legend.
You know, it's just shit like that. Like, who has to get married? Do I have to prove my love every year to where I have to fucking get married?
Every year, my ass. He do that every time he get on the court. I think he's throwing up a play.
Yeah,
he do this weird shit with his, like, ring finger.
I mean, that's cool.
And no, it's not.
I'm doing little hand signals for my wife.
Dude,
you know
if I'm at the five
and
I see this shit, I don't give a fuck about your marriage. I don't know what to do. He get the ball. He do it's something with his
but
ring
finger. But
ain't
got the same as motherfuckers going to the free throw line, spinning the ball around
yeah,
the back
man,
18
I do that.
Fucking times.
Who is it? Jason Kidd.
Yeah, but I'm not
blowing kisses.
I'm not doing that during the play. Like, Christie does that ring shit. He is
hey, man,
this
Doug Christie
and
ain't
this.
Even sweet enough for you to be watching his fucking fingers. Sam.
But he's Sam. Doing it, which gets my attention.
Where did you even read? Was this in, like, Sports Illustrated?
No, watch
or
it.
Something? What
was this? All right, to answer everybody's question. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was on SportsCenter.
Sports Illustrated for kids. That's
so,
what I thought maybe you read.
No. But he does some weird shit with his ring finger. He does this with his thumb. And that's like a signal to his wife or some shit. I don't know
I'm
what it means.
Coming home after the game.
Yeah, right. it's something weird.
He need to put his middle finger up. Like, fuck.
Either
I'm
way, look, I'm not shitting
shit.
On marriage. I'm just saying I love.
You slight way shitting on marriage.
No. I love being righteous. Being righteous.
That's
like,
what it is.
Hold on. Everybody at this table, I'm pretty sure y'all got pet peeves. That was my thing, and I punched my pet peeve in the face. I ain't shit. You the next one next to me. What's yours? You ever conquer it? You ever get over it? What you got, man?
It's never gonna get conquered.
Bullshit! I didn't think that eating off my plate thing was gonna get conquered. But I handled that shit on Saturday.
My biggest pet peeve is like it's the same thing with you, like not knowing where the hell you want to go. I know where I want to go, but you never know where you want to go. And then when I tell you where we're going, I don't want to go there.
But guess
all right.
What? You know but guess
saying?
What?
And then,
how long were you with your wife when y'all got married?
4 years.
How long you been with your girl? And y'all
all
ain't married.
Right. Here's what it is.
2 years, man.
Guess here it
what?
Is.
Y'all knew all that shit for y'all
yes,
got
we did.
Married.
Yeah.
No.
It's not.
That's
say these are pet peeves we allow ourselves to
you
deal with.
You got it.
Again,
see,
like I said.
Like I said, it's the pressure. You got to do it. Now, Milt, here's the thing. You got to do it because you get the pressure of being the bigger man. Sometimes you got to put it aside and be the small, petty man. And by being the small, petty man, look, you're supposed to be the big man. 90.
Beat on your chest about it.
95. Because
guess what?
You know why? Because I ate that rip.
Small, petty man ain't getting none tonight.
You know what? It's okay. I had to get okay with myself where I could take an L.
Yeah, you got okay.
I'm not okay. L. Like.
Yeah, right.
For 6 years.
Jergens.
You know what? It's okay. I have my Cap Morgan. Hey, while you playing, I have my Cap Morgan and my Orange is the New Black marathon on Netflix. And I was straight.
Oh, you got to see titties and ass.
Right.
I was straight.
Hey,
you know
he
what?
Made a night of it.
Why you hating? Why you hating, man?
I
love Piper Chat.
I hate. That's a good show.
It is a good show. Thank you.
I watch it all the
time. But guess what? Guess what the reason why I watch Orange is New Black? Because I knew I was going to see titties and ass.
It's a women's prison, but, you know. Well,
you ain't watching no men prison flicks.
No, I'm not.
Exactly.
Orange is the New Black.
I did like Oz. Oz was good.
Oz was good, but the male raping scenes, I left the room. Yeah. I mean, it's
a couple. A lot of good HBO shows, and I swear to God, they just mix that shit in. Like, that is so unnecessary.
Yeah. Like, the male rape scenes.
I'm watching True Blood, and there was a scene where two guys, and I'm like, come on.
Yeah, it bothers
Nobody
you because it just comes out of nowhere. Yeah.
But you have to understand
factor. I swear they're trying to make this shit.
No, but the women factor, man. Women loves True Blood.
Yeah.
They like the wolf dude. They love it. So why wouldn't
Like Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is a
guy show. And then all of a sudden, there's like a scene where two dudes are making out. And you're like, come on, man.
Like, I'm not. Like, here it is.
Was that really necessary? Is this enhancing the story?
Hell,
I don't think so, man.
And Chuck, I'm with you because we in that weird vibe where you got to kind of sort of watch what you say. I am not homophobic the least, but I'm not progressive enough to just say that's the norm. Like,
we're not even going to get on that shit.
I'm not, I can say it like this. I'm not progressive enough. I understand your right to do whatever.
Right.
I understand the right to men and women. I don't want to hear stories about Ike and his girl fucking. I will never do that. Just like I don't want to hear the stories of two dudes fucking.
Right. There ain't no time to hear it.
It never happens. I mean,
certain things are personal that you just don't suppose. You're supposed to talk under your girl clothes or nothing like that. But like you said, that's why I'm not trying to get on this shit.
I get it, but it's righteousness. But my point is, how you just said he's fighting the fight that I may have ended on Saturday. The not knowing.
That's not over.
It's not over, but I can give you some tips. Like, because I've been studying women half a life.
Right now and get some goddamn food. If Tasha smelled the shit, she coming down.
Here it is.
What you got in that motherfucker bowl?
You're right.
I want some.
And Professor X getting some of it.
You're right. Hold on. You're right. Here's the thing where I say you got to set that man shit aside. You got to be the small petty man. Sometimes, 5% of the time, guys, you small petty man. Anytime you want. I'm just looking at you. All right. Anytime you want. What's up? You got to be small petty man because when you... All right. Here's how I look at it. I've been studying women for a while.
Oh, wow. It's supposed to be your whole motherfucking life. Yeah.
I want to give a time frame. I'm just saying for the listener. I mean,
I've
been studying women a lot.
I've been studying women for life.
This is how they get down. Chuck, feel free to just walk away from this conversation.
It's a married man.
He going to be wrong.
Here's why. Women like governing fun. They don't necessarily like being a part of said fun unless that fun benefits them. Here's the example.
Prime example of that.
Here's the example.
Oh my God! This just happened the other day.
Oh yeah, this
please.
Happened at the
this please.
The now, if you talk day. Now, let me know if my professor.
I want to hear about this.
Abilities. This was the roast night, right?
Shit, I didn't even think about that, but the roast too.
Oh yeah, that now you should give the roast night because that's he can understand.
Okay, because we talked about the backlash of the roast in the last podcast, but please.
Wait, is the plan after this, nobody's getting any.
Hey. No, the plan.
No, that's not the
listen,
plan.
The plan.
You know what? Hold on. Here's what I said about governing fun. Because at the end of the day, if you doing what you're supposed to do in the bedroom, everything is irrelevant. Now you can say whatever you want. You can say what you want on the podcast.
That ain't the truth, though.
It's stupid stuff. Like
yes,
it'd be like 2 a.m. playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you still up? Why do you care that I'm up? I'm playing video games.
Because guess why? Because
and there we go. That's what I'm getting at.
See,
that's
subliminal.
Governing
subliminal messages. Because guess what? That's fucked.
No, it's not.
Why are you still up when you're supposed to be in here?
No. It'll be a work night because we work.
If you get,
I get that.
She'll be like, why are you gonna? stay up. Turn the TV down.
I didn't fought that battle. I didn't fought that battle before. Now here's
it's just women, Chuck.
Now here's what you
that's going, why you married.
Here's what you're getting at, Chuck. Alright. I can answer that
you
real
can
quick.
Battle every day, but it's not worth climbing.
It's called what you just experienced is called fun governing.
That's so that you
like, why you got the fist like the fist up your ass.
Because I'm so ready. Like you know it
pun governing.
The reason the fist came out because it's such a like it's exactly like I'm going like I joke about it now. I mess with my wife all the time. I call it the fun bus. Whenever I'm supposed to go off and do anything, my wife I surely believe she think it's a bus of everything that I love and she hates on the same bus that's just governing like all the thing. I mean everything. Like I love nachos. So there's a guy on that bus that does nothing but make nachos. However, on the other side of that bus is that bitch from 8th grade that knocked over her volcano for the goddamn science fair. On the same bus, she would have gotten the A, but that bitch knocked over the volcano, which stopped the whole, you know, scholarship. She could be in NASA somewhere. But, like, that's what you fighting. You fighting the government of fun. Like, I don't know what happened at the roast. I want you to tell me. But I
don't even know what happened at the roast.
None of us know what happened.
Nobody knows.
Bro. I just know.
Please,
I just know. I just know I caught hail on the way to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And at the crib. Mm-hmm. All I know is BK and my cuz was talking. I wasn't even around. And they was talking.
Yep.
And something got said that she didn't like. And I caught hell.
You know what I think it was, Sam?
I'm listening.
Because cuz ain't got no woman. So I get the flamingo.
Who, BK?
Me.
Oh, hell. You.
I get the flamingo where I flamingo.
No. Married women do not like their man hanging out.
There we go. Guys. And you see me?
They,
I was,
that's true.
Like, they do not I was, like that.
I was fucking with Alexa. Lex? I was fucking with the waitress. And anytime I do some shit just fun, I automatically bring, because this is my family.
Yeah,
and I ain't see you.
I get that.
I just brought my cuz in to enjoy in the look at these pretty women,
and the women
that I have
like,
around
no.
me.
I'm going to do that regardless.
No.
Shit.
We are like, no, you don't need to see what that's like.
All right. Here's what it is. Like, I can say this right now. It's, and this is a guy, and I won't. The remaining women who still listen to this podcast, to please tweet me. It's a vibe, and correct me if I'm wrong. It's a vibe of still got it. Like we're at a vibe right now. Like I'm 30, Chuck. You're around my age. Ike, you right below us.
No, they around each other. We around each other.
All right, they old. Here it is.
We old.
All right. When you cross 30, you know where your priorities are. You know what home is. But at the end of the day,
you like to throw that fishing pole around.
You just want to see if you still got it.
But they don't want you to know if you still got it.
But guess what, though? When you get married, guess what? They don't think nobody else wants your
ass. That's a goddamn lie. Yeah. I proved that in Target today.
I'm not saying they just think that all your sexy just belong. Like, if I got you and you got me, don't think that somebody else.
I've been trying to tell her the ladies love the belly.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you a story about that. I got a quick one. This girl is named Lindsay. Today, who? Lindsay.
Look, he know names and everything.
I'm throwing names out.
Yeah,
because why? Because I'm righteous.
No,
I throw it out there because I'm righteous, man.
You's a dumbass.
You know what? I don't care.
That's what it is.
I don't care. I throw myself out there. Why?
Tasha's upstairs.
Because I give her
Something's
a mic right now.
Crib.
Because at the end of the day, if it come down to who it comes down to, I married my wife for a reason.
Right.
But don't act like I ain't still got it. It's a vibe that says, keep your ass in check, because I can go out there and just throw it up because
Uh-oh.
Of Lindsay.
And the fucked up part about it is, rocking the ring gets you more.
It does!
That's
and that's
up.
Where I was getting
that's
that with Lindsay.
Up. I wear them. I ain't even.
Yeah, I rock one, yeah.
Because other women will think, well,
you got it together.
Another woman puts up with you.
There you go.
You gotta have something going.
So, you're not the guy.
But for her, you just come, do what you do,
and
leave.
And you shake.
I don't have to deal with you.
I went to Target today. My wife was already mad.
Because
we went to Tarjay. Here's why she was mad. Like I'm drinking, if you notice, my first Captain Morgan that I had, little Coke.
Little Coke, yeah.
Stop drinking Coke.
Hold on. Here's why. Because it was like a little bit of an edge to her a little bit because of our trip to Tarjay. If you've been paying attention to Coke lately, they got names on the bottles.
On the bottles, yeah. Right.
So there was a Sam, there was a Charles, I saw a Nike.
They got names. Yeah, they got names.
I saw Brandon, I saw a Milton.
You saw I got
I saw good.
That's
all good.
That's a collector's item.
I didn't see Chuck, but I saw Charles.
So is Walmart?
Hey, real talk. I know. I saw Jerome.
And they put liquor in plastic bottles now.
Because if you drop it, you break it. So the whole.
They used to make it pretty thick, though. I never broke a liquor bottle.
But some people have.
Damn ass.
Yeah, that's why you gotta bring that shit up. But all right. But anyway. I actually saw Daquan. I saw a Daquan Coke bottle.
Daquan?
But I did see Natasha. She was already heated right there. Yeah. So I went off. I'm like, whatever. I got to pay for this shit because we went to Target, whatever. And some woman, Lindsay. The cashier. I don't know her. I just know her.
You know the name.
He knew the name of the waitress, the famous dish.
Yeah. Because I got that thing. Damn. I always look at the name tag.
He got a name tag.
I always look at the name tag.
If it was a dude, you wouldn't remember though.
Honestly, I do.
You just need to say that too.
Even dudes. Sorry, but
it's
like,
cool.
Look, it's I'm cool. I'm secure with myself.
Hey, I respect it, Sam.
I'm secure with myself. Even the dudes, I know their names, but I look at the name tags just in case some shit goes down. I know who to blame.
Right? Okay.
So with Lindsay. Was talking to me in line. My wife was nowhere to be found. But Lindsay was just like, hey. I said, hey.
Hey, Sam, do you really want to be talking about this shit? Right
no.
We trying to stop.
Hold on.
We trying to stop.
You know what? This is why I talk about
this motherfucker crazy. I swear he is.
I got that. Look.
He going to be in pussy Alcatraz for like a week and a half.
You know what?
He ain't getting shit.
If you secure with your stroke, you ain't got to worry about it.
Hey, if you're secure with your mommy organs, you're going to be all right.
I'm good. Last time I checked, this is my house. I paid for it.
Yeah.
Worst come to worst.
Sam, you got married. Ain't shit in here yours.
Yeah.
It's y'all.
See, that's not the point. The actual house.
Yeah, it's hers.
See, but just like we were talking about Michael Jordan.
I was talking about Michael Jordan.
You cut this motherfucker down.
But here's
the just like Madea and shit. You don't cut this right down the middle.
Here's the difference. I'm secure myself to have half a house for the person who did not have this shit when I said I do. So calm your ass down. I got it. I know what I'm saying because I'm only telling you what happened.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
Kind of
gave me that eye. She was just like, that is a beautiful shirt. Now I was wearing my little work shirt,
That little purple bullshit,
yeah.
That's why he was.
Yeah.
This motherfucker halfway to the homo house, dog.
Yeah. And
this purple motherfucker shirt he had on.
I didn't pick it. My wife picked it. Mm-hmm. Hey. You know what? You know what? It worked.
That's another thing.
Because
not knocking on you. But why do black motherfuckers wear purple?
Here's why.
White people can't pull purple on.
There you go. Black guys, however dark you are, and I'm like on the opposite end of that spectrum, the brighter the color. So that's how we get down.
But white people rock the shit out of pink. What the fuck is that about?
Bullshit.
It's not pink. It's
No.
Salmon.
White people work the shit out of that fucking royal blue. Not what you got on.
North Carolina blue.
But
no,
there you go.
That's the light blue.
That's
royal blue. Like,
oh, royal blue.
That
like
royal.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all.
Like that.
I
Kansas City
I
royal
love,
blue.
I love dark blue. There
you
go. I wear any blue.
It's not a race thing. It's a if you could pull it off thing.
No, we're gonna make it a race thing.
But if you ever notice, the blackest of people wear the brightest of shirts.
And today was that day.
You blue motherfucker.
They wear
man.
Neon orange. Like,
why? And today was that day because I walked in line. I had my little Sam Coke, and I talked to Lindsay, swiped my card, and she was like, "All right." And like I studied women. enough where the number was coming, and I just said no, thank you. I said with no flinching, I said no, thank you. Like no, thank you, because she didn't even present the number or anything. I'm like no, thank you. But my wife saw the whole thing. So in the car ride home, she was just like, I'm burning that shirt. That blah, blah, blah. And she was just like, really getting into me. I said, look, me and you approaching this opposite way. Because, honestly, I need that to happen for you. If we go out somewhere, I need someone to look at you. I need someone to be like, that ass. Like, just give something the worst. Come on, because I don't want to go 2 or 3 weeks and no one says nothing, and then I'm looking in the mirror like,
well, you know what? No, I was told something. I was told something by old. Sometimes you need. He said a relationship ain't no good unless you know that somebody else want what you got.
Yeah,
that is
by Ron.
That is,
and I was dating. And I was dating his sister at the time.
Yeah.
So he was telling me.
So you want that, like?
Yeah.
I want to care.
It's not competition because you're not.
You already there.
Everything you got.
I'm in the booth. I'm not on the court. I'm in the booth. I got the ring. Yeah, I'm up there. I'm a kid in the jet, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm a kid in the jet. Like, what can I say? But I want my wife to get a few cat calls. Just, you know, just a few, like, hey, you know, I want a few of those. Just be like, all right, I did good. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
See, when I talk about the fun bus, my wife going to that like weird lizard brain of hers, not just hers. I'm just saying the primal vibe where you just want to
just like the fuck is Justin,
like, man. The primal, like, right. Like when she ready to fight because another woman.
But guess what it is? Says, because they don't. Lose
that God. I wish this was your podcast, but this
no,
just
I mean,
you took it from me.
I'm
this
time, man. You know me and Chuck, the old cats on.
Yeah,
the
I get
podcast.
It. Like Chuck, that's the vibe where you want that.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You want that, like, cat calls. It just make you feel good. Like, yeah, you want that. You want what I got.
Yeah,
it's a good vibe,
but it'll also let your other person know, like, don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
You fall off.
Still a catch out here.
Yeah. There
you
go.
You're not going to be my last taste.
It is kind of like the ride home. The ride home for me was very silent because I looked over there. I was like, hey, I still got it.
Look,
extra cheese. So I love the silent treatment. That is not punishment.
That's not punishment.
It's not punishment. It's very relaxing.
But that goes back to what I said about being righteous.
Not talking to me is not punishing me. All right.
I don't know where it's wrong with. Because
if
we
think you're not talking
to
me, it's over. We're done. We're done with this conversation.
Yeah. I know we focusing a lot on me, but y'all ever had those righteous moments? What's your righteous moment? Like, the ride home for me, I was righteous. Nah, it wasn't as... you could probably say, like, right or wrong, I shouldn't entertain the woman. You can make this a lifetime movie of the week. But at the end of the day, I was righteous, man.
A righteous moment for me was the other night. I went out by myself. I went to the gym.
Uh-huh.
For the one time, I didn't go out. Me and cousin didn't go out. I just went and... by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the righteous moment for me is because my girl has a tendency to say, you know, I ain't doing nothing. Don't worry about me. I'm okay. Don't text me. Don't quit bothering me.
Okay.
Bet. Not a problem.
Oh, that's
get
a
that.
Setup.
Yeah.
Cool. It is. It is. Cool. My brain kicked in. Yeah, I got that.
Of course. But when I'm out, it's Texas. Call me 3, 4, 5 times. No way. I'm not answering.
That's what I talk about.
I'm not
governing.
Governing. Oh,
governing
fun. Absolutely.
Oh,
she
called,
she asking him where I'm at.
What's your ass would have fun
and see,
without
and
me?
And it's bad because, you know what I'm saying? I don't get in the middle of people's shit.
Yeah.
So when she comes out and say, you talk, he calls you? What the fuck? No.
If I got that text, here's what I'm doing. I'm not answering it. That's
and I didn't.
I immediately get the slight weight righteous vibe. It's almost
exactly.
Like from your girl.
Like, yeah,
your girl give me that vibe. Like,
don't make it seem like she. And you know what her spin was? Her spin was, I was just trying to make sure you were okay.
Okay, and my
no,
I'm married, and I can say this, and I'll call her down to answer this. I don't hide it. Hey, say what you will. My wife got two vibes of how I am. I'm either fucking or dying. That's just what it is. If I don't answer the text or phone call, I'm either fucking or dying. It's either one of the two.
That's funny.
It's never it's never a middle.
See, we're not like that at all. Like my phone is on silent. So literally, like, I miss almost every call from
him. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'll be outside his house and he missed all my guys.
It's funny.
I'm not going to lie to you. I missed a few of them bitches too.
He'll call me 50 times, but then I'll answer a text.
I mean,
sometimes you don't want to talk, man. You just don't want to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the texting age anyway. Yeah. Shit. They talk more in the text than they do when they're on the phone.
That's because the text is supposed to be, all right. Like I said, I study women. Rome will never get on mic. And I applaud him for not getting on mic. I applaud him for that. I wouldn't, because I know what I'm about to say. I would not get on.
It's a one-way conversation.
Yeah. No. Here's the deal with text.
How is your day? It's bring home milk.
Yeah. But the thing is,
here's the deal with text. If you text me, everything is open-ended, so you got to kind of wait for the next one.
Right.
It's not a, like, we done. It's not, with texts, it's usually not a, all right, we done,
right,
type text. The last text you got, look at your phone. If you think I'm wrong, look at your phone. The last text you got is kind of open-ended where you can say some shit right after that.
Yeah.
And you can keep the conversation going.
Right.
You did the right thing. You just... Sometimes you gotta be that dick who just be righteous at what he said, because
there's the fist again.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I think the fist is coming out. Like the fist is coming out because
he's straight USA track and field.
I have fought this battle.
You saved that after your woman hears this.
I have fought this battle so many times.
He doing some strength and conditioning right now.
I have fought this battle so many times because I know my take. When she go out with her girls, we going out for the night. I said, okay, with a boy. And she said, the boy going to be with you. I have my son, and me and my son, we chill out. We probably order some pizza. We do whatever.
You man shit. Shit you supposed to do with your son.
And it's over. I don't text her. I don't do anything.
No.
And then she come in probably 2, 3 in the morning.
Drunk.
I won't say drunk. That slight way tips vibe where she jump in and I look at her. I look in the bed. I say, you have a good time? She say, yeah. And that's it. That's it. It's over.
But guess what? It's not enough because you didn't do the extra shit.
Here's the point of the extra shit. For lack of a better term, don't really give a fuck.
No, it's like, not lack of a better term. That's my term. I don't give a fuck.
Like, you couldn't. Here's why you can't give a fuck. Because
you give a
as
fuck.
Dudes, and I say this as I'm handing this motherfucker the mic, because he's not in love. I'm sitting there. That guy's in like. Like, this is the moment. Like, everything you say will be fucking analyzed. I love you like a play sister. But, this shit will be analyzed to the point where I don't think you say nothing. But, alright, whatever.
I'm glad your water's not turned off.
No, it's not. What, you want to know?
No, I just thought about that. Because all those protests has been going on.
Oh, hell yeah.
You hear about Canada?
Yeah.
Canada brought water over here.
You should be able to hear it.
Really?
You good?
Yeah, trying to help people.
Alright, that's a little bit. Alright. I'm a man, Rome here, like... Thanks for showing up, being on part of the podcast.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Watching be as silent as humanly possible because he still don't want to fuck up his conjugals. Like, I see him. I see him right now. Like, he's playing this game like Double Dutch where he just trying to. He wants
to jump.
I've never seen a person who wants to talk about the goddamn Spurs so goddamn bad. Like, he wants to talk about Spurs so bad, but I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Hey, man, you can come on our show.
Real sports.
Switch up the podcast real quick.
But, like, how you said it, you kind of got to just say it and be righteous. Like, you playing your video games, did you buckle immediately?
God, no.
And that's why.
Again, we've been together so long. You know,
Chuck,
we're not
going to totally
divorce over.
What the fuck, dude, have you been feeding that goddamn dog?
Hell yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, man, I said, what the fuck has he been feeding?
Don't get me wrong, I love Bonzo, but like, man.
You been feeding him creatine, weeder, what these big
no.
Like, he will kill me.
He gets two scoops a day.
Like I know your dog, he will kill me. Like, I'm okay with it.
So it's like reduced calorie food. He doesn't eat a lot, man.
Fucking
yeah, I know. He's about
I'm
a buck 50. He's about a buck 50.
I'm not doing it because, like.
He loves Ike.
Yeah.
He loves Ike, man.
I think he's decent with me. He's decent with me because I'll pet him.
He's very nice.
He is.
He's old. He's never been mean to anybody.
Now, when we first went up there, Ike said, you ain't scared of dogs. He know I ain't scared of fucking dogs. I've had every kind of dog imagined. But when that dog came around, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's about 150-pound Rottweiler. Yeah, he's big guy.
Yeah, it's a big dog.
Yeah, he looks like he's
going 150 pounds. Like, the first 30
minutes. His head is so big, you can make a fist like this, and like you'll fit right in his mouth. He's
like,
a big dog.
The first 30 minutes of being of your house, it is kind of like, with a dog and Yeah. You do think about that shit. You like,
I hurried up and grabbed the seat, like, shit.
And then if he barked, it's like, oh my God.
But the worst thing was, he just came on the side, and I was like, shit.
Yeah, he wants you to pet him. He's
he
very
just
friendly.
To chill.
No, he's a good dog, but you are aware of where he is at all times.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's a big motherfucker dog. Well,
back to righteousness. I'm glad to have you on the mic. You sure? You want to say anything?
I'm glad to be on your show. First time. You know,
I know.
This is the first.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Realistically, this is his first time on the mic. He has sat back and watched interviews.
Oh, okay.
I have. And he kind of like, yeah, get into that shit.
The conversation was good. I was over there in the college just listening to everything.
It's true.
I want to let y'all know right now by me getting on the mic on this in the show right
Please,
here.
Please, go ahead.
I'm not getting on tonight. So
you shouldn't.
Oh,
you should. Like,
you about to fuck it all up.
It's over tonight for me. So, you know,
like, don't get me
wrong. The wife over there gave me a look.
Like,
you know, you it's done.
Don't get me wrong. I like your girl. She's a great person. But the rules apply, man. I mean, I've been studying women all my life, man. Yeah. It's just, these are the same rules. I'm pretty sure you have. And I saw you nodding, which is weird. I saw you nodding.
Yeah,
like,
man, he was trying to throw a look.
I had a man situation a couple of days ago. You know?
Please go ahead. Get into it.
Okay. I need your help. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been, you know, sisters and sister-in-laws
that
jumped on me, whatever.
Wait.
I need the other side.
Okay.
Went up at mom's house, you know, picked up some stuff. She said she's got some old pictures and old stuff about, you know, the past that I had. Left it over the house.
Okay.
So I got it from my mom's and everything. 2 days later, you know, my wife got in the car. And she knew that I went over to my mom's house to get some stuff.
Okay.
It was some old pictures of my dad, you know.
I got you. Hold on. I already got them.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So, a picture of my dad and everything. Big Stone. Remember Big Stone?
Yeah, all that type of stuff. Yeah.
And some ladies that I met at a cabaret. Now, but this particular one, I was hugged up. She wanted to take a picture. I don't know the chick. It's 2001.
Hold on, I got him. No, I want him
okay.
finished.
Now, I left.
I got him.
I left it. I forgot it's in the car. Right. She looked at it and went ham on me.
Yep.
I'm like, dear, it's 2001. I don't know her.
How long your lady be? Was y'all together in 2001?
No.
Okay, all right, here we go. I got you.
Because I'm the single man. I just have a lot to say.
Bullshit. I can help you. I wear a ring. I can help you.
She went half.
Please.
She went off on me for no reason. Like,
this
bitch yeah. Now, my car is dirty. I didn't clean it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's left it in there, you know?
I'm with you.
And it's been there for a couple of days. I'm not thinking about it. She's still going off on me about the situation.
Here's why.
I got to the point right now, I take the pictures and throw them outside, you know, the car while I'm still
You shouldn't have did that. You shouldn't have did that.
No.
It's righteous.
You got to embrace it.
That shit was righteous.
Okay.
Damn, listen.
Okay.
We understand what you're saying, but his girl
I know.
No,
I,
she's getting on the show. Yeah. She's going to get on the show.
My wife. He about to
have. My wife coming downstairs. See, this is the problem with Sam.
You said you want to get in on tonight. It might be for the rest of the night.
Hey, like, hey, put like, going to be on Pelican Bay. All Denzel on that ass.
Like, my wife is the executive producer of this show. And quite honestly, it could. She can hit the delete button and there's no show, but I will be righteous. And I like, here's one thing we got with this podcast. You don't fuck with the truth. Here's the truth. Be righteous. Here's what she should do.
It's the fist again.
Yeah. Like, right. Apparently that's my defense mechanism. Apparently that's a defense. Like, I see it coming.
Because what's wrong with him, man? Come on, bro. Nah, come on, I'm getting on. Nah, help me out.
Right. I got you. Here, I'm looking right in her pupils. I'm looking right in her eyes. I can say this with all certainty. You see how everybody kind of distances themselves
away from
me? Are
we bracing ourselves for the bullshit?
Look, I'm married to one. I can say this. Here's why. And I can pinpoint when she stopped listening. I'm going to say the first sentence. She don't stop listening. Now I give you the reason why. First sentence. Ready? Cool. All right. Ready? You should say thank you all the women that he threw out in those pictures. For please don't agree with me right now. Here's why. 2001 to right now was a long time. Those women.
Kobe and the Lakers. That's a long
there
time.
There you go. That's right.
That's a long time ago, man.
Look, Sasha Vujacic wasn't even with the Lakers, man. I mean, he was still high school.
Sasha Vujacic.
But here's why you say thank you. Because all those button mouth holes shaped that man to the person you with right now.
Goddamn right.
But he wasn't even with her.
But
he just took
guys,
he just take a picture. Like,
yeah.
Get in the picture.
It's, hold on, hold. Wait. Hold on. Here's where the female
nice,
mind
nice 50
goes.
Cent added to it though.
It's not necessarily the object of the picture. It's the what it means to him. Now, what it means to him is simple. Nothing, because since it meant nothing. He can live his life being him, having enough game to be the person who got you in the first place.
You said it wrong. You said got your ass.
Yeah. That's how you're supposed to say it. I can say it.
And got
your ass.
But let me tell you what also it is, too.
Yeah.
See, women take a lot of shit when you got pictures at your mama's house.
Yeah, okay. I had to take down some prom pictures.
All right, hold on. Wait. Whoa. That's not true. Because me personally, as a married man, I love my wife and all that other bullshit I said.
You
got to
say that disclaimer.
Yeah, I got that out of the way. Time. All right, now that I got that
it's
out
mine,
of the way.
It's mine. It's
there
this ain't going to be yours, motherfucker.
I was over there today. There's quite a few pictures of me with people that's not her. The reason being is because she did not exist in this time. Period, point blank. You can get mad all day long, but the only time you can get mad, you should be mad at yourself because you wasn't there. That's on you, not him.
Well, women, women are sentimental. Men aren't. So when a woman sees something, she always relates it to her. If it's a movie, if it's a situation.
Yeah.
Women are like serial killers. They got a box.
I know.
There's a box, and every guy they ever dated, there's something in that box, all right?
Chuck is trying to make sure he goes to a happy
home. I
want to
see the picture in 2001 of some guy who you were hugging on, you know?
Like,
it's out there, right? It's out there.
We don't care.
Who cares?
We don't care.
Who cares?
It don't matter. Like, because it's all about it don't matter.
Yeah.
It's the here and now.
He didn't even realize it was in there.
I didn't know.
No, we're not sentimental.
I didn't know.
We're not sentimental, man.
We don't think about it.
We're not sentimental.
I don't think I ever sat in the back seat of my own car.
Ooh, that's a good move. I never said that backseat in my own car.
It's back there.
I ain't been in the back seat since I moved out of mom's house. That's the last time I was in the back seat of my car.
I have not been in the back seat of my car.
I'm barely
like I am not.
Barely in the passenger seat.
It's my car. If I'm not driving, why am I here?
The only time I'm in the passenger seat is because driving, because I'm fucked up. Or because driving, because I'm about to get fucked
up.
That's it.
Okay. I've only been in the passenger seat of my car 3 times in my life. One of those was last Friday at the roast.
Right.
Because anyone who knows who I am.
You was drinking from here.
That's funny.
I hardly drive.
That is the understatement of the year.
I drive for a living, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's because she treats
you. It's like 12 hours a day.
That's
because
she treats you like a god. I'm going to shake your hand.
That's how you do it, Chuck.
She drives everywhere.
That's how you do it.
Good job. But like you said, we drive for a living, so who the fuck want to be driving everywhere else? Man, they don't give a fuck.
He lucky.
Like
they don't give a fuck.
Like
no,
I
am lucky. I feel like
now
I'm
you
lucky.
Saw me at the roast. Anytime who knows his bartender by name, and had that conversation with the bartender.
Yeah,
okay,
this is what we heard all night. Where the fuck is Ashley?
There you go. He knows the bartender because of me.
Like damn, goddamn, man.
We on stage. I made a deal with the bartender. I said, look. I'm going to have a glass in my hand for the rest of this night. If this shit get anywhere near empty, you are to show up. And she, being a good bartender,
you know what's fucked up?
Yeah. And that's what I'm getting at.
You see this motherfucker?
Y'all know who Ashley is.
I'm going back to Detroit Pub just for that.
That's right.
No man single. I know what the fuck is going on.
Do you understand
single life.
The fact that single y'all life. Know who Ashley
Don't rub
is?
Rub it in, man. Just rubbing it in, man.
Yeah, for real.
No, you could, Chuck,
tell me
you
about
could.
Some 20-year-old. I want to hear about new cars, man.
Here
I don't want no new car. Don't take me to the car show.
I can't afford that shit. You can't do that because me personally.
You like walking the borderline.
I'm right where I'm at, man.
Yeah, you like walking.
I drive. You know what? I wait for your tweets. I can't wait for these tweets.
But you know,
I drive a 1984 Tasha. You got it. Nah, Chuck.
Put your woman's age out there. And
right.
They don't like that shit, man.
They don't. Right.
They don't like it.
He said he drives.
Yeah. I said it.
This cat straight Jackson Penitentiary.
This is, I'm telling you. This is called
the
righteous.
You can't
be one foot in, one foot out. You gotta believe in what you say.
Yeah, you
I believe in that
keep
shit.
Keep pumping your chest. Keep
because
you're gonna be you pumping the top of the jar.
No, I hear you. Because you can't hide from the truth, motherfucker. You can't run from the truth. Hey. I drive a 1984 Tasha.
Does righteous mean you know you're wrong? Is that what that means?
That is. A little bit.
See, but look, Tasha's a Sag, ain't she?
She's a
Sag, ain't she?
I don't know what that means.
When her birthday?
When's your wife's birthday?
All right.
He don't know.
December. Hold on. Wait.
Oh, she's a Sagittarius.
December 15th. I don't know.
See, but you can get away with all that little bullshit.
What?
You know no, it's not. It's not okay. About what I'm getting away with. It's about
get you a Virgo.
It's no, no.
It's not even about that.
I don't care about astrology.
I
don't care about.
Tell you, man.
I don't do all that science shit.
Me either.
You, man.
I don't,
hey, man.
Like,
no, see,
crazy.
No, see. And look, they all retarded and crazy, but it's different levels.
For the two
it's
women who still listen to this podcast,
but the two now.
For the two women,
we're dropping.
See,
you a Libra.
I don't give a fuck.
You
gotta balance that shit.
It don't matter what
you
feel born.
Like it. She feel like a Gemini.
If
that's what she feel
you
like.
You are
right. Oh, it's same
goodness.
Same concept.
Guess what? They all got Gemini in them.
Oh my goodness.
Some motherfucking double Gemini.
No,
Chuck, you still with
me? I created
any
a new
this
sign.
It's astrology.
Crazy. It's astrology.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
That's the third. That's the 13th sign.
That's
fucking crazy.
They just ain't bring it out.
I don't subscribe to it because I know. You know what? I'm going
to
put it on the table. If you agree with it, that's your own business. I'm confident in my stroke.
I don't give a fuck
when you was born.
I'm confident.
I don't give a fuck where you was born. What? I don't care where you could be born November. You could be born
Leo.
April.
I'm confident in every
if you confident in your strokes, you can say what you mean.
Except for beating me on the basketball.
I don't care. Be confident in your stroke. Me and my brother right here, we confident in a stroke. You
that's
born
gay.
In April.
That was gay.
Huh? That no. Was no. Oh you know God. What? I know what you want.
Everything,
I know what you want.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, me and my brother right here, we confident. Yeah.
You got
we know
me.
What we doing.
You got
hey,
it.
Team.
Be righteous.
We all grown men. We ain't got to the places that we have been and the shit that we have seen or done.
Cheers
for
that.
That's what I'm talking about. Be
that's
righteous.
How you get to where you get to. Like, you ain't get to get into being with your wife, chugging, if you wasn't confident. In
there it is.
It's just you had to test the stroke out on certain motherfuckers.
Here's what it is.
Yeah.
You just don't roll it up the court hitting
the
three.
Yeah, you
gotta,
yeah.
You got to get good at shooting the three, man.
Shit, yeah.
You got to practice on the jumper, man.
I mean.
You know, so you need to test that.
You don't get on the field with a few scrimmages. Shit, you got to have a few scrimmages. You got to know
practice.
What you can. Dude.
Although some people never learn to hit the jumper, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, some people.
Yeah. You out here shooting 27%.
How uncomfortable do you feel right now?
Or you never get a jumper like Moose, your boy.
That's how you do it. But the point is, you got to be confident in yourself. You got to mean what you say and say what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's what you got to be.
Speaking.
Yeah. I'm not women bashing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, no.
Right, so we're going to switch topics and speak into this confidence thing.
Watch out, flip it.
Sam was talking about some horseshoes in his backyard.
I'll bring it to the table because it's been a lot of shit on social media.
Yeah.
The live shit on social media between me and this guy.
You got damn right.
Now, my main argument was this.
Your main excuse.
See, this that bullshit.
You got too much goddamn yard, Sam.
That's that bullshit.
I'm about to do every motherfucker with a yard. Gotta have fucking horseshoe pit. Everybody don't
I saw
no,
someone
no,
up
no,
here
no,
had
no,
one
no.
pulling in. I seen some nice.
Oh, thing. Here's what I said to him. I said.
Yeah, I like to play.
Here's what I said to him. I said,
yeah, so it's not a slave game, motherfucker.
No.
It's a slave game. They were slave masters. Who the fuck you think taught y'all how to play that shit?
Well, thank you.
And this is why I said that.
I know what you meant. I know what you meant.
He's German and fucking Indian, dude. Yeah, he don't count. He got the land taken from him.
Well, I'm not saying for Chuck. But I'm just saying,
you know what's fucked up? One of those are severely more dominant than the other.
I don't play that. I never.
Now for you.
Well, it's
I
not
said,
something
I
professional,
will
but if we're all hanging out, it's fun to play.
It is fun to play.
I'll drink while y'all
play. Nah, I said it straight up. I said it straight up.
I've watched
no?
them play. And
my yard is not regulation.
Now,
yeah, he's so full of shit.
Just set the
I will
up,
no,
man.
Right,
I do. I do add a cross, but the point is, I said to you, if you want me to beat you, I beat you. I go to Home Depot tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be a pod.
Yeah,
Mike and Sam. Oh, that's
so
got to be one.
Podcast.
That's got to be a good podcast.
I wouldn't even want that to be a podcast from me. I want that to be from you.
Oh,
real
sports.
That'd
podcast.
Be fun. That'd be fun, man.
Oh, it's definitely real sports.
Nah,
being,
I said
being,
it.
Being
I told
built
you
to commentate it. Hey.
I was going to bring you.
Hey, we'll commentate it.
I'm still waiting on it. I'm still waiting on the bag of sand you're supposed to bring.
I'm waiting on the call saying I'm ready
go.
For the bag of sand.
I said I didn't think I made it on social media. If I didn't make it on clear on social media, I'm saying it to you.
I will bring you a bag, the two bags of sand on
bring
Sunday,
it over.
Nigga.
Bring it over.
Me and Belton can commentate it. You do like best out of seven games.
Please, there will be a horseshoe round, ringers, whatever you got. I heard a lot of cool shit. But I'm being
so
straight
mean,
up.
So BK, Jermaine, bro right here.
Shit.
Bro.
But that's fucked up. But that's fucked up when it's only a game for motherfuckers who play horseshoes. When I get the whoop on motherfuckers, I don't play horseshoes. I don't
like,
know.
You can throw
I
don't,
you
can throw like,
got
it
Xbox
out,
in
the it's
room
not that hard.
Like,
I mean, I know
like,
it's not that
I
hard.
I'm throwing a gauntlet out there.
I'm not that great. It's fun.
Because, look, I never said I'm the greatest in the world, but
yeah.
I know in my heart I can
yeah.
beat him.
Oh, no, you can't beat me, though.
I am not the greatest in the world,
look,
but I
man,
know in my soul.
I keep telling y'all.
I can beat you. Like,
I keep telling
you. Do you know if I lose to you how hard it's going to be to sleep? Like, I don't want.
What will the bet be?
It's not a bet. It's just him talking shit.
I can't lose.
All right. I level it for you, Chuck. Chuck, I level it for you. Here's what happened. I told him, I said, behind the garage, real talk, I love to do it, but it's not regulation.
All right.
Now, he took that to social media saying, what up? Now, me personally.
You're goddamn right I did.
I said.
So you don't think you have the room out here? Is that what
he didn't measure it? It's not width, it's length.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't think it's long enough back there?
No, it's not. It's
40 feet.
I measured it. No, it's not 40. It's you got to be 48, guys. That's regulation.
It's 40 feet for the stops. It's 40 feet.
It's 48 in between for the styles, so you can stand there. Like if 40 feet is my gate, your yard.
I'm not talking 40 feet wide, really.
No. Going this way.
Why are you going lengthwise?
We good.
Why you ain't going
I got it length.
Because guess what? Sam got a son that he want to put shit in his backyard.
There we go.
That's fine. Just pull the shit out.
It ain't permanent. See here.
It doesn't have to be permanent.
But guess what? It doesn't have to be permanent.
We got two lots next door to our house that I know them motherfuckers is 48 feet.
And thank you, Milt, because I answered back to this guy right here. I said, you got damn near football field next to your house.
Yeah.
And I have absolutely nothing to do this weekend. My weekend consists of a 24 marathon on Netflix.
Okay, so guess what?
Anything could come and fuck that up.
Because me and Chuck broadcasting, y'all got to buy us a six-pack.
I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
I'll
buy y'all a six-pack.
I'm down with that. Oberon, you still cool, Oberon?
Oh, I love
that's
Oberon.
What I'm talking about.
I love
you Oberon. Will have
oh,
a
oh, yeah, you drinking it now?
If,
oh, yeah. I always love
Oberon. Like, Oberon is okay.
Some OB?
I'm an Atwater guy.
Yeah.
I love Dirty Blonde.
Yeah, like I got that in the fridge too.
The only thing that
you were drinking that to the night last time.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. That was the thing that made me and your wife cool because I'm like, you like Dirty Blonde? She was like, I love Dirty Blonde. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, she was.
And then after that, we was cool.
She got me drinking.
I am saving a conjugal. I'm looking right at Ron.
It's just a can.
So no, I mean, wheat, it's wheat ale.
It's like wheat ale because I'm a Sam Adams guy.
Oh shit!
I'm a big Sam Adams guy.
Yeah.
Like I'm
I'll
a
drink anything.
You just drink Sam because your name is on the bottle. That's the only reason why.
That didn't help. That didn't hurt. But like I got into Sam. That's what gave me the.
So
okay.
That's the bet. Y'all play horseshoes. Y'all lose. Y'all gotta
buy some dirty. Boom. I'm down with that. Shag on. Shag on.
Oh, that'll be.
Shag on.
Who else?
Who else? Mine or yours?
Oh, we coming here.
No, I, no, but wait,
home,
this
the home court, the home court,
and right. That's Milt. Milt said it's straight up. It's
just
not
go
regulation.
Out and measure
it.
That's all you
because
can do. It's
no
not.
Bullshit.
It's not.
Sam got games.
Thank you, Milt.
Sam got to. I got to deal with more shit.
Thank you, Milt. Thank you, Milt. He said it straight up. I said if it was regulation, I got no problem.
What you got to deal with is some lot you don't own.
Roll with it then.
They on the side. Guess what? I don't have to deal with shit.
Now, Milt. Milt.
I will put that shit down over there.
Now, Milt.
Y'all doing that shit.
I said it straight
I'll
up.
Measure.
Y'all can do it.
Like, I said it to him. I said,
we made it to barbecue this day, too.
Hell
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Listen, y'all do that. Winner don't eat shit.
What's up?
Winner gets a slap from this guy. Yeah.
Milt, I said, lengthwise, it's not regulation. Widthwise, I'm okay because it's over 10. I'm down with that.
But I understand because you going your long ways is good.
There
but
we go.
But Sam got
yeah, kids. I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
So, like, I'm trying to be a good dad to my son.
Yeah.
Like, had you said this 2 years ago, it's on and popping. But the problem is, I want to be a good dude.
My thing about it was, it was said 2 years ago. It wasn't just me. I'm just a spokesperson of a horseshoe ass whooping.
Now, here's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
2 years ago, I live here. Where were you?
I was at my.
I live here. I can't help but to be here.
I was here. See, I didn't think you.
I can't help it.
I didn't think you had anything.
I can wake up at 8 o'clock tomorrow, get down some horseshoes tomorrow.
Yeah. Only thing Sam did was a marathon run. That was it.
Bullshit. I did a marathon run. I did some bullshit for the Red Cross.
Fuck
for,
all that. Like, you can't pick up a basketball and do
but
shit.
But horseshoes that's is like what I'm talking the about. Least athletic fucking sport that there is. You don't have to do shit.
Would you consider bowling as the least
bowling is more bowling athletic than horseshoes.
Same,
the ball,
same
ball
concept.
Is more than a
same concept.
No, it is not. You
same
do
concept.
More than
a horseshoe is right. 12 pounds.
The same thing I said to you. Hold on, hold on. Wait. All right. The same thing I said to you 2 years ago. I live here. Logistically, I cannot run.
Oh, he don't control.
I live here.
Yeah, he don't run. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going out of here.
Yeah,
I'm not going out of here. It just hit me as I was saying it. It just hit me. All I'm saying is, whenever you're ready, all it takes is me to go to Home Depot and get damn horseshoe pick. It's not exactly regulation, but it's enough for you to talk about.
But guess what?
Yeah, or,
we can do it. No,
or we can just drive out to the little the park.
Or I can go next to that
already made up
that
15 to Quinn.
15 and
okay,
man. Why would you go
or,
to 15 and
I'm
Quinn
just
when
saying,
your ass could just come down
I'm just
Jackson,
saying,
next door to the house?
I can go next to your house with
exactly.
A football field,
two no of them,
and which?
Oh, it is.
Like,
well, it's not a football field. It's 80 yards.
Like, I would
it's
love like to go there, high five 40, your kids, have my kids play with your kids, hug your wife, say, no one's cheating. It's great. Yeah. And, like, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Have you? That's a podcast for you.
Guess
that's
what?
That's more for you
yeah,
than me.
That's me and Chuck. Why y'all buying us beer? Why loser buying meat to go on the grill? See, we sweetening this up for us.
I got, hey,
I'm a hustler by trade. I'm a hustler by trade.
I got
what you like, ribs, brisket.
So
the loser buying brisket.
We're playing shoes. We're barbecuing and drinking.
Yes,
we're barbecuing and drinking off the
loser. Do you understand? I have no problem buying this, you guys beer. I got no problem.
That's fine.
I got no problem
that's
buying
fine,
you guys
you see,
beer.
Chuck, that's
yeah,
fine. But I mean, why drive out to 15 and Quinn?
I was just saying.
And
here's what he's doing. Look,
we gonna make this regular.
Here's what he's doing.
I don't even play horse. I'm gonna get the horse manual.
There you go.
I just put in believability in his shit where he wants to make it look like he's the best.
No,
he's the good guy.
Why would you put an empty bottle right in front of me?
This is what
like
I do.
I drunk it all.
I play this shit. I do this shit.
I am not a horseshoe player.
Hey, Sam.
Why you even talk shit? Tasha talking more shit than you.
Here's why. Because I'm black. I've been to a family reunion in the last year.
Yeah,
that makes me a qualified horseshoe player.
Oh, that's what he yeah. I feel you because I ain't
big black at a big black at a family reunion.
Yeah,
you just kind of got to show up. I can play.
Yeah,
if you
yeah,
need me
yeah.
To play.
I got to throw the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I am the DH for every horseshoe player in my family.
I got to throw
the
horseshoe.
Oh, yeah, because I heard Maine can throw them boys.
Maine
can't
yeah,
throw
can.
Them boys.
Wanna know why? Because every year.
See, but Maine or Alabama. Yeah, I mean, y'all both.
Alabama. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Every year.
Slave country number one.
That is.
You got to throw
you
the
shoe. You beat
shoes.
Me to it.
And
you
I
beat
hate
me
football
to
football
it.
Team, too.
Yeah.
Hell you may hate the football
yes.
team.
Yes, I do.
But we're with us for a reason. We're with us
not
for
last
a reason.
Year. What happened last year?
I'll tell you what happened last year. Nick Saban got that offer.
Uh-oh,
the
show
Texans.
Just turned into real sports.
No, it did. No, it did.
He shouldn't have kicked that.
Hey, man, but what Texas offered Nick Saban? $100 million?
Yeah. They offered him
and
that
he didn't
bread.
Take it?
Because they Alabama is that strong. Let yeah. me look. Alabama's that strong.
Hey, Billy ain't that you know, strong. You couldn't get a motherfucker for.
But you know, college coaches make good money too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they make
some
that
of the college coaches make more than NFL coaches.
Exactly.
Your winning coaches do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They make more than your NFL coaches. But damn,
hey, most
it?
Of that, most
and
of that,
job security too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
you
know,
took it from
hey Black
you
Friday, Black Monday or Black Friday,
yeah,
where it is.
Black Monday.
Out of there.
But who? But my thing is. Who would want to leave college to go fuck with a bunch of whiny ass fucking millionaires to when they don't do their job?
I think you just
answered
your own question. I think you just answered your own question.
When they don't catch and run like they
you
supposed
your
to,
own question.
You lose your damn
you
job.
Your
I would
so
love,
I'll stay with the kids.
Yeah, I would love
to
coach a team
now,
that fucking
not,
believe.
Not recruiting aspect,
like, if
you
my team believe in
yourself.
Me,
Yeah, you got motherfuckers doing recruiting for you.
Hum Milk, but you said it, you answered your own question. I would love to coach a team that totally believes in me and believes in the program.
Actually, but you can so do that with kids.
Versus yeah. millionaires.
Yeah. Wait, you know, I'm announcing my top five in August. And
yeah, you can.
There's a lot of prima donnas growing
NFL,
up these days.
NFL all right.
But it's not prima donnas. That's what the league make them because all of right. the money.
We getting towards
Justin
that.
Blackman just got caught with weed again.
Mm. All right. Lack of a better term, this can go on forever.
You goddamn right.
But it is going towards that end. So how everybody feel? You feel righteous? I'll just go around the room.
I feel buzzed.
I feel righteous.
I feel righteous every day.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, I don't need, Chuck, I don't, you's I don't low. Need no woman to feel righteous like
you
Sam,
righteous.
Man. All right.
Motherfucker. All right. Big
Rome. Can't stand this motherfucker.
How you answer this question can dictate your night. So
determine the goody night. Don't let Sam get you in no trouble.
So I'm putting that out there. Do you feel righteous in what you said?
I feel I got something off my chest and that's it.
There it is.
Right. Okay. That's how you not get nothing off your dick. That's fucked up.
You know what?
You,
no,
Sam.
No. You ain't gonna get on. You ain't gonna get on my man like this. Because if you get on my man, you can't get on my man.
Five in the morning.
Here's what it is. Because we talked about the fun bus. Like,
yeah, for real.
Don't get me wrong. I think she's awesome. But this girl is a fun bus scenario when she witnessing the worst thing humanly possible on that bus. Like, he riding the wave because usually the wave kind of comes to the guy. You know, I'm just saying.
But Miss
Lady, I got it.
Don't take
it. You know, when you got it. It comes with it. You
don't take too much into that. That stuff was 13 years ago. It does not matter.
That
as
is.
Long as you got them, that's what you do.
That's
you don't
today.
Worry about. See, that's what I try to tell women. You don't worry about the what ifs
and the old news.
It's just a picture for a reason.
And the most important thing.
It's just a picture for. See, look, y'all can take a picture right now. Them 2001s ain't nowhere around, baby.
And the most
don't
important thing is,
cherish
you gotta,
what you got right
you,
now.
You got to make sure you do what it takes to keep it. That's the most
it's
important
about
thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That is the most important
You ain't got to be right.
They don't want to say it.
Now, it goes back to what I was saying.
You do what it takes to keep it.
I'm with you. But it goes back to what I was saying. You ain't got to be right in the realm of
and you know
right
what I'm
or wrong. Gotta be righteous. Fuck
even your wife,
what you say.
Even though your wife is here, because this is half her house.
Yeah.
Fuck Sam.
You know,
it's
brought,
all her house.
He brought you to the man gathering.
Yeah.
Men don't do that.
I know.
You don't bring sand to the beach.
Because
he knows it's going to be
like
a lot of
shit
that could fuck a motherfucker night up.
Yeah, Alcatraz.
But you don't worry about 13 years ago. Oh, my
right.
God. This should not be me.
Preach
it.
For the record.
Preach it.
Don't worry about
for
it.
For the
you're
record.
All right, bro.
It's just throw this me. Out there.
Yeah.
These are all the people.
Jergens.
Hey,
that
but
is.
Guess what?
You know what? Get mad.
Hey,
get mad.
But at the end of the day, you still popping
you
off.
You still
bro.
Here?
Yeah, at the end of
you
the day.
You are in the realm.
You get the Sam treatment.
It is. With you are in the realm of all the people who are going to lie to you in the near future. You're here. And we still treat you like an equal.
Yeah, and that's what
so,
it is. So.
That's what it is. Like, we are supposed to lie to you, and we didn't. Put it on Front Street, and that is what it is.
Oh, guess who just appeared?
What? I'm not phased.
Oh, the Iron
what
Fist.
What up, T-Mac? What up, T-Mac?
I'm not phased.
Now, let me tell you what Sam said.
Come on.
Sam said he don't give a fuck. I'll run this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
he
that's
said
what he said.
Shit, but cook clean.
He ain't changed shit.
Like, I'm not
Sam, what's wrong with you, dog?
Wonder why?
He ain't trying to smell no shit.
Wonder why? Because I believe in myself. That's what it comes down to.
He's righteous.
What I said.
Right,
I'm righteous.
Righteous
in what I say.
Jesus ain't changed no diaper, so I ain't changing on
anything. Right. Yeah, that's what
I'm
it is.
I'm righteous. I believe in myself.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jerry Springer. Get your final words.
No, it ain't about final words. But at the end of the day, look, it is what it is.
The final
word. We have to, like, guys, if you rock the ring, if you don't rock the ring, if you think about rocking the ring, got to learn who you with. Because,
yeah.
And I say this with all due respect, I'm hearing the iPod shut off right now, but mm-hmm. you gotta know who you with.
But you don't marry no
because
stranger, man.
The That's... girl, the girl that you're with,
and knowing is half the battle.
No that is
the odd joke.
And the
knowing is half the battle.
And the one that's good for you
no,
is the
just related.
Craziest motherfucker. You
but guess
do.
What?
You know
what
G.I. Joe is, don't you?
In order to put up with you, in order to put up with you and deal with your stuff, a person also gotta love you, man.
That
so,
is.
All
that.
You know, women more got women got
more
what women
they
do.
Gotta be in love with you.
I mean, yeah, true. Yeah, women do what women do. Men do what men do. But at the end of the day, all that shit don't matter if y'all love each other. It's just blowing smoke. Yeah, you might. Guess what? All that getting mad, guess what that mean? She wants some.
There
that's
is.
What I. That's how I
is.
Do it.
Yes.
She wants some.
Yes.
So
yes,
guess what? Is. You mad? You mad? Come on. I'm finna take you.
Yeah.
I'm finna take you up here and get you together right quick.
You goddamn right.
You can be mad afterwards because I'm going to be good. But I'm going to get you together.
Yeah, I'm going to bust a nut and play MLB.
They fight. they like to fight because the makeup sex is like, that
much
better,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to get on the Xbox. We're going to get on the 360, the PlayStation 4s, and guess what? You're going to be...
and one more time before we
right.
close this boy out. Chuck, thanks for coming back on this podcast.
Fuck you, Sam.
Yeah, let me finish. You didn't let me finish.
No, just fuck you.
Can we what haven't figured out the whole custody shit with you?
What do you mean custody?
Like me and
listen,
Chuck.
You like Elio Gonzalez.
I know,
oh,
you like.
My God.
I don't even know how I remember that motherfucker.
I ain't
name.
Heard that name
just
so
like,
damn long.
It's two different podcasts you like fight with.
I'm
and
not fight.
For some reason, you know, on both of them. So
let me tell you something. The reason why I'm on both of them is because... You know, first and foremost, at this point,
this is the guy who's trying to keep his job.
Real
he
sports,
is trying man, to keep a
real,
job.
Real Sports Podcast comes first. Sam,
okay.
Way, it's
hey.
Like, no,
okay.
No, seriously, it's 1A and 1B.
But you know what I'm saying, though,
Sam's
Sam?
Like my brother,
how can
man.
You have a motherfucker on Real Sports who don't got Real Sports knowledge?
Fuck you, I got Real Sports knowledge.
Well.
Can't stand you know, this
I guess that's what phones is for, the good Google treatment.
You know what's funny? As you say that, though, it is reminded to the greatest catering and events that
oh
you can be found at dancebarbecue.com.
Oh
like, you can find
God.
It all. You can go to 606-306-1699. You can get the best, I said it, the best barbecue you've ever had in your life.
I not only talk shit, I cook great, too.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm. Now,
fuck you.
Back to Ike. Now, one thing you can say is, just, look, we at the realm of a custody battle.
It's
like,
no
me and Chuck,
what the hell?
We have 50-50.
You get them on weekends.
I get them on weekends.
You on
Chuck
weekends.
Get them on weekdays.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't shit.
Around tax time, I claim him more. You know, we take him out for ice cream or some shit around, you know, April 5th. You know, that's how we do it. But, as always, it's a great way to do it. I can't wait for these tweets to tell me how full of shit I am.
Yeah.
But, before y'all tweet, please, Chuck, tell them where they can find some real sports.
RealSportsPodcast.com. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Twitter.
Instagram.
Yeah.
You can see Ike on... Pictures of Ike. I don't know if you don't like that. If you're okay,
okay
with that. Pictures of Ike are on the website.
Hey,
of Real Sports.
I look good.
I know.
I don't put pictures of Ike.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
Sam's whole face is the website. You got a nice picture on Real Sports.
Little,
like, all right.
You got a little blur, but we are distancing ourselves away
but
from Ike.
Fun. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. I
learned a lot.
I
didn't get to learn the difference between a mom and a baby mom. That's
oh,
all right.
Oh, yeah,
that's always another podcast.
That's about
2 hours
right
right.
there. Yeah,
right.
So that's a whole other podcast.
It's all right. It's all right.
That's the baby mom.
Go ahead, let Cuz say that.
I got to
go ahead,
let Cuz
say
that.
Cuz don't even truly know himself. Listen, I have a 15-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
So I have a baby mamas. Because we're not together. All right. We're not married. My daughter lives with her. So I guess a mother would be somebody. Your wife.
Is it a feeling thing?
No, because my mother. My baby mama is a mother to my daughter, yeah. But she my baby mama.
Yeah, and I'm not married, so I don't call my
I got you. Other I can answer mama. That question.
Because you're with her.
That's
right?
The mother of my child.
Because you're with her, right?
Yeah, see, yeah. It's a little bit more respect. It's that bullshit.
Right.
It's the mother of my child.
So if you're catching no feelings for this chick, it's a baby mama.
Yeah.
No, right. Well, that's.
I got him. Let's help my man Chuck out.
I was just
and again, people. Hit it.
People need to know this. This
Chuck is white people.
All right. White people have baby mamas.
You probably could tell by my voice.
I don't know if y'all have baby mamas.
No, I got you. I got you.
I don't know.
I can.
Y'all probably have babies. Mothers.
Yeah, baby mothers.
Now, I can...
the child's mother, yes.
Oh, the child's mother.
I can answer that question. Here's the difference between
that's funny.
A baby mama and a regular mother.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer talking, y'all.
The number is guilt.
Guilt. Final word.
When baby mamas come to you, you ain't did this shit. You ain't did this shit.
Steady trying to hold you all the time. Yeah.
That's a baby mama.
Yeah.
A mother is
somebody always uplifting.
There it is. It says we are doing this for the kid.
No matter the struggle.
I put it like this: a baby's mother.
You want to get on mic, Tosh?
That's there fucked up because no one can hear you because you're on mic.
She's pretty close.
What I was saying is that there's a level of understanding between mother, wife, baby's mother. It's a level of understanding. Baby's mama might just be a thought. There's no understanding. Therefore, you
I hate that goddamn word.
There's some other.
I hope they kill that word.
We saving it.
There you go. You have it. There you go.
You guys are.
I don't know, man. It's hot.
Nigga, ears
drinking.
All
that's
wet.
Why.
No. You guys are totally welcome back.
Sam, you ain't shit.
Oh, bullshit. You just said that we used to drink Cap Morgan.
Goddamn
right. I ain't see how dark Sam is. Are you
right.
On the
right. He's straight. It's that time to wrap it up. You right, Chuck. As always, you can go to SamShowNation.com.
Or Real Sports.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You go to SamShowNation.com, and you can catch up on all the things with the Just Talk with Sam podcast. You go to SamShow11 on the tweets. I will talk through this shit.
And they're going to hear a baby. They're going
to
think
Timberland. No, I'm listening to it right now.
Right.
They're going to think Timberland produced this.
Yeah, I know. You can go to Instagram/ Just Talk with Sam, or Facebook, Just Talk with Sam. For everything we got going with this podcast, I want to thank the guys from RealSports.com.
Guys, he Real included Sports. You in that. He said
right,
guys.
Right.
He said
he finally included you in us both. Right. Ain't that a bitch?
Look at
RealSportsPodcast.com, motherfucker.
All coattail jumpers.
It's not coattail,
I'm
man.
I'm excited about the
hey,
horseshoes, too. I'm excited about that.
Don't act like this. I'm the tree. You're just the branch.
Fuck his tree. Hey, Tosh, she was down here dogging you while I was on your
side. Yeah. And that's why righteousness is so important. I didn't say.
Time to wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up.
I won't be getting on until Christmas. It's time to fold.
SamShowNation.com, and I will see you guys next week.
Y'all motherfuckers. Later.